الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. We are on the threshold of Rajab. Rajab is going to start any time. But before that, our usual reminders that we remind ourselves of the great virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, that we always keep that in mind, that this is Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all days. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. The best day in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. And from the hadith we learn that there are certain a'mal, particular a'mal, a'mal yawmil Jumu'ah, certain a'mal that we should try and do on the day of Jumu'ah. And just to, as a refresher, that what are those a'mal? 6 a'mal. That is to bath and wear clean clothes. That inshallah all Muslims do that, bath and wear clean clothes for the day of Jumu'ah. Then to come walking for Jumu'ah. And then to come as early as possible. For Jumu'ah we should try and make it a point that we come as early as possible. And then fourthly, to sit as close as possible to the Imam. So we should try and take care that we don't be sitting behind the back or on the sides, etc., but we join the Safs and we come in front as far as possible. We come in front. And then fifthly, to listen attentively. Whatever is being said in the khutbah also, in the khutbah is like in the hukam of namaz. Like in namaz, we don't make unnecessary movements, etc. And we are restricted with our movements in namaz. Like that, the same should be also when listening to the khutbah. Though we don't understand the khutbah, but the Arabic in the namaz also we don't understand. And then Zohar, Asr are quiet namazes. There is nothing being read, but that also we have to pay attention. And then not to do anything useless, anything fiddle with our clothes or with our glasses or with anything. We should not do anything like that. It should be like in namaz, we can't do anything like that. Like that we should be sitting. Khutbah is also a very important aspect of the Jumu'ah namaz. And we should pay due attention to it. So Allah give us tawfiq of all the a'mal, a'mal sitta li yawm al-jumu'ah, and a'mal khassa, certain other a'mal also, which are also from the hadith, which we should try and keep in mind for the day of Jumu'ah, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Coupled with Jumu'ah is a great ibadat, which is of salawat ala nabi, durood sharif. So the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and read more durood sharif. As in Medina to Medina sharif, we should also try and read as much durood sharif as possible. Here also, we should try and read durood sharif as much as possible. We should try and make our daily practice that we read at least 100 times a day durood sharif. Each one of us, we should check ourselves. If I'm not doing my 100 durood, I should try and do them. 100 durood every day. And to read the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, most common durood they used to read was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a short durood, and 2 minutes it takes to read it comfortably, not more time, only 2 minutes. And every day, 24 hours, equals to 1,440 minutes. Now out of 1,440 minutes, just to take out 2 minutes and to read durood sharif, it's not a big deal. But the returns are so great. Reading durood sharif 100 times, Allah tabaraka ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, baratu minan nifaq wa baratu minan nar, that this person will be free from hypocrisy and will be free from the fire of Jahannam. What great, great merits there are. Reading durood sharif, salawat, 100 times, a person gets the stages of shahadat, martyrdom. How great it is. And there are other great, great virtues which are mentioned for Durood Sharif. So we should try and make it our normal practice to read Durood Sharif 100 times. And for Jummah, we should try and increase it. Try and read 300 times. That's the minimum. 300. The ulama, most of the ulama have written, the amount for abundance for is 300. So we should try and read on Jummah 300 times Durood Sharif. And that is also, which comes to about 6 minutes. Just to take out 6 minutes to read Durood Sharif. It's not difficult, it's not much, but what we get is very, very great in return. So we should try and read our Durood Sharif regularly. And Jummah, if we can make it 313, then that will be even more greater. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Also, for Jummah, we should try and read Surah Kahf, which is starts in about the half of the 15th Supara and ends about the before the first quarter of the 16th Supara. Roughly about 15 minutes it will take to read it, but the rewards and merits of it are very great. A person who will read every day, we should try and read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf. Read it in the morning. And the last 10 ayahs, read it at night. Or at any time, try and read the first 10 ayahs, or the last 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf. And on Jummah, we should try and read the whole surah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to read the Surah Kahf. Surah Kahf, it has come in the hadith, when it will save a person from the fitnas of the Dajjal. The fitness of Dajjal are very widespread and very severe and very hard to save oneself from the fitness of Dajjal. And it appears that the fitna of Dajjal is the fitna of materialism. That people will go to materialism, will go to this worldly life and give preference to the enjoyment and things of this worldly life. And presently now already we see that's how people generally, we are all inclined towards dunya and inclined towards our nafs and satisfying our nafs. And at this time of the year also particularly, as we tried to mention previously also, that Allah show us the truth as truth and give us the tawfiq, give us the rosy of following the truth. And Allah show us the batil, the falsehood as falsehood. And not only the tawfiq, but give us the rosy, that is fully, completely, let us stay away from all evil. And also Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Do not even incline a little bit, not even from your heart, towards the things of the non-Muslims, the zalimeen, the wrongdoers. And at this time of the year, when schools are closed already, but they also had all their parties, and many workplaces, they also have parties at this time of the year. And at this time of the year, the parties they have are at various venues, various resorts, hotels, and those are all normally places of evil, where a person gets consumed, and not only involved, but he gets consumed in all the evil. So Allah Ta'ala protects us all. So Surah Kahf will help the person who reads it. Many people ask also that how to stay away. So one is by the barakah of Surah Kahf. If we read the first 10 ayahs and the last 10 ayahs every day, and on the day of Jumu'ah, we try and read the whole surah, inshallah, by the barakah of it, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And if not going to parties, etc., unfortunately, there are many people who just go and see the lights, Christmas lights, New Year's lights. Places are decorated, towns are decorated with all types of lights, Christmas lights, etc. And very, very sad, today we have brought it into our homes. The Christmas tree, for example. We have got a Christmas tree at home. So all these Western things, all these modern things, and the things of the religions of other people, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay away from that. Then, with regard to the dua which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, and it appears that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua in the month of Jamadil Ukhra, towards the end, Allah knows best. But that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, oh Allah, give us barakat in Rajab wa Sha'ban, and give us barakat in Sha'ban also, wa ballighna Ramadan, and oh Allah, make it that we reach Ramadan. So that shows the eagerness that what great goodness there is in the month of Ramadan, that oh Allah, let us reach it. In another dua, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam makes dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. That oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. That is that eagerness that is being shown. And also, keep Ramadan, all lot of people take out problems in the month of Ramadan. Keep us safe from all that. And whatever ibadat Allah Ta'ala gives us of it, may Allah keep that also protected. So this is a great time where we have to be coming into very Mubarak phase. And Allah give us tawfiq to be prepared. All the days are Mubarak. Our life in this dunya, 60, 70 years, the average lifespan of a person, is a Mubarak time. And we should use all this time for our akhirat. But then Allah has been kind, like on a daily basis. There are certain times which are very, very precious, like the time of tahajjud, all the farz namaz times, of course. Those are even more precious. Fajr is more greater. All farz namazes are very greater, very great. Then, of course, like tahajjud time, the time between Maghrib and between Asr and Maghrib, the time just before Maghrib, the time between Maghrib and Isha, all these are all valuable times. So may Allah let us make Qadr. Then on a weekly basis, Allah made certain times also very precious, the day of Jumu'ah, for example. Then on a yearly basis, Allah made certain times very precious, the month of Ramadan, the month of the Ashur-e Hurum, the four sacred months. One month is Rajab, which is this coming month now. This is one month. And the other 3 months, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. These are all very precious months. So we are going into Rajab also, and Rajab is one of the Ashur-e Hurum, one of the sacred months. So we should be from that aspect also. And then the month of Rajab, there are various ulama have written that it means it's a month of great goodness, the month of Rajab. It is a month, it is narrated also, that there is one river that is in Jannah that is sweeter than honey, whiter than milk, and that is for those people who will keep rosas during the month of Rajab. And rosas also, we should fasting. We should try and get used to it now, from now till Ramadan, so that when Ramadan comes, usually for most of us, Ramadan, the main thing of Ramadan is fasting. But if we keep rosas from before, then we will be used to fasting. And then the more other greater aspects of Ramadan. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So that you acquire taqwa. So that the month of Ramadan is not only roza, fasting, which is very great, which is greatly associated to the month of Ramadan, but taqwa also comes in a person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the month of Rajab has got great goodness in it in various ways. And it appears also give us barakat in the month of Rajab. All the wonderful Namats of Allah Ta'ala which are in this month, it is Ashur-e Hurum, etc. It is also called the month which is Asam, that is the deaf month. Because during this month, Ashur, the Arabs generally, even the Arabs before this time of Islam, there was no war, there was no fighting, no wars that took place. So therefore, they couldn't hear the sounds of the war, etc., war cries, scrums, etc. So therefore, like it was a deaf month, you couldn't hear all this noise of the war. There was complete silence. So this is a great month. Also in this month, we see that of the famous date for the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the 27th of Rajab. That is a famous date. So this is also, we should take great lesson from Rajab, from the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are two aspects that we have to try and take benefit from the Mi'raj. One is our iman and yaqeen. We should build it from this occasion of Mi'raj. And the other is namaz, salat. And because the greater Mi'raj that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. At every moment there was such great, great ni'mat. But perhaps the greatest was that Allah gave the gift of namaz in Mi'raj. And that was right at the end. So that was, so our namaz also we should pay attention to. As far as our iman and yaqeen is concerned with regard to this month, we should see that Mi'raj was an occasion that a journey from the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was in the house of Ummihani, and then he went to the Haram, and from there to Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem, and from there the seventh heavens, and then further where Jibreel alayhi salam also could not go further. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, at this point, if I go more further than the extent of one hair breath, I will be brought down to ashes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went further than that also. And then returned again. All this happened in the period of the bed in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was lying. It is famous that the bed did not become cold still in such a short time. Now this can also only be believed in when we have this iman in Allah Ta'ala and the complete control and complete qudrat of Allah. That such a long journey can be done in such a short time. One famous answer for the people who deny the Mi'raj and say it was impossible, it could not happen, and that it was a dream of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if it was just a dream, then nobody will have objection. Because anyone can dream anything, the most impossible things a person dreams about. And nobody says that you are lying, you can't have a dream like that. Dream you can have of anything. But the reason why they objected, because it was not a dream. Many Mi'raj Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had in his dreams. But this was a physical Mi'raj, with his body and his ruh. A physical Mi'raj which Allah Ta'ala has taken, a journey which Allah Ta'ala has taken, the Mi'raj and the Isra, the ascension towards the heavens. So Baytul Muqaddas Mi'raj, and from the Isra, the ascension of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took place with the physical body and the ruh of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is something that we should build our iman on. Like when the Mi'raj has taken place and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and announced it to the people that Allah Ta'ala has taken me for Mi'raj. Then the people thought this is the ideal occasion that the most ardent, most close follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose maqam and position is so high, so high, so high, we cannot imagine. After the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's position, the highest is that of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. So they thought this is the ideal occasion that we'll be able to turn Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So they went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said to him that if somebody says that in a short space of time he traveled from Makkah Sharif to the Haram in Jerusalem, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, and from there the seven heavens, and from there further on right till the Arsh of Allah, and returned again, and all that in the short space of time, just like a few moments, just a little while, Will you believe that? He said, it's impossible, this can't happen. So they thought that if the occasion is even more greater, that we can turn away Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, but your friend who you follow and who you believe in, he says that this happened. So immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says it, then it's 100% true. That is 100% correct. Like that must be our iman also. And today, especially with the schooling of the other, the schooling, universities, etc., our children attend, and mixing in their environment, whether it is at the workplaces, etc., or in other entertainment places like sports, etc., and that influence. Today, unfortunately, many of us, our iman and yaqeen has become weak in the miraj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are, so to say, Muslim scholars, with Muslim names, etc., who have written that this is not real. The miraj, na'uzubillah, was not real. So people are getting influenced by this. We must have that firm conviction. Allah Ta'ala give us a awsa of what Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. Hey, that what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said was 100% true. So Mi'raj is a source to build our yaqeen. According to some ulama, one was either that this whole journey took place in this very short time. The other is that Allah's qudrat is above everything. Allah stopped his time and let this whole episode take place. Allah is the creator of time. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who controls time. Whatever Allah has created, like for example, the sun, it sends its heat. The rays of the sun come and fall on the earth, various other places, mountains, seas, deserts, etc. And the minute the rays are away from the sun, now the sun has got no control over those rays. Now they are finished, they are gone. Now they will have whatever effect the rays of the sun will have. But Allah, if whatever Allah has created, and He puts effect in those things, like in figs, Allah puts a different effect. Honey, Allah puts different effect. Olive oil, olives, Allah puts different effect. But those, that effect is now not out of the control of Allah. It is still fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, the thing itself, the fig, whatever effect Allah has put in figs, whatever effect Allah has put in honey, it isn't the possession of the honey or the fig. It is Allah who puts it. And even after putting it, it isn't in the control of the fig. It is still in the control of Allah. So when we eat also, we should eat whatever we eat with that yaqeen, that Allah is the creator or Allah had it made. If it is man-made, that also it is by Allah that it is made. But the effect of it is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So time also, Allah Ta'ala created time. And Allah is fully in control of time. If Allah wants to repeat time, like Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was busy inspecting his horses, and that also was, he had total devotion to Allah Ta'ala. But when he realized that Asr time went, Allah Ta'ala returned the time. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So time also, so our iman, yaqeen, this is the month of Rajab. And the miraj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we must have this absolute yaqeen. May Allah grant it to us. And great, great ulama say that to have iman is not so difficult. Allah Ta'ala bless us all. We have got iman, alhamdulillah. We make shukr to Allah. But that yaqeen, that conviction in that is a thing that we have to make effort for. And so this miraj is an occasion that we can build that. So either Allah did this whole in a short space of time, which is in the qudrat of Allah, or Allah stopped time and allowed all this to happen, that is also in the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The other great thing, which is all this is very brief. Ulama have made bayan on Mi'raj, and they spent bayans and bayans, series of bayans on the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our very limited and little knowledge, a little bit we have just suggested, and there is much more. And Allah Ta'ala makes it that Allah, that we get more interested to learn more about the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and more than that, that this yaqeen comes into us. And more than that, that we should find acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accepts it from us. Then the other is namaz. On this occasion, Allah Ta'ala gave namaz. Namaz is such a valuable command of Allah also, gift from Allah Ta'ala also. Everything else that became farz, even iman which is farz on a person, all that commands came in this world. But namaz, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all this whole journey of Mi'raj and Isra, and then we're going to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then Allah gave this command there above the seven heavens and the earth, right at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. There Allah Ta'ala gave this command of namaz. And then who gave this command? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala gave it through his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought this great, great gift of namaz. And as it is known, that first Allah had made 50 namazes a day for us. Now if we had to read 50 namazes a day, we shouldn't have time for anything else. And that is what is required of us, to be engaged all the time, even if we are not in namaz, but our heart must be with Allah Ta'ala. But anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made sifarish and asked it to have it reduced. Accordingly, Allah tabarak ta'ala reduced it by 5, 5. And when the last 5 were left, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I fear that Allah will take away these 5 namazes also. And Allah tabarak ta'ala has declared, ma yubaddalu qawlu ladayya, that my word, what I said, for 40 reward you will get for 50 namazes, you will get it for 5 namazes also. So today if we just make 5 namazes, we get the reward as though we are making 50 namazes. And for each namaz, if we count roughly about 20 minutes, half an hour preparation, coming to the masjid, sunnahs, namaz, etc. So 50 namazes will mean the full 24 hours should be only in namaz. But just by making our 5 times namaz, we get this great reward. And this is how Allah multiplies all good deeds also. We do a little and Allah gives much more. So anyway, namaz is also a great ibadat. And an ibadat which Allah had made for us there in the heavens. And Allah tabarak ta'ala had blessed us with it. And we should make effort on our namaz. And for namaz, before namaz is wudu, to make our wudu properly. And then most namazes have got sunnahs before them. Even Maghrib, according to Shafi'is, etc. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to make effort on all this and give us these realities, inshallah.